This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. A few years back, a handful of guys started a cooking/comedy sketch show on YouTube called Epic Mealtime. Their shtick? To create ridiculously indulgent meals like Four Loko chili, candy pizza, and fast food lasagna.
15 Big Macs, 15 Baconators, 15 Teen Burgers, no veggies, custom Jack Daniels meat sauce. Your little brain.
Fast forward to 2015, and Epic Mealtime boasts nearly 7 million subscribers, a cookbook, merchandising, and the show sounds suspiciously like an actual cooking program.
So it's like 4 in the morning, I'm going through the freezer and I found jalapeno poppers. Naturally, the evolution of that is to wrap them in bacon. Then I decided, I want to make a sandwich. Jalapeno popper bread was born. Got our Black Label jalapeno thick-cut bacon that we're gonna chop into small bits.
Epic Mealtime is just one of many YouTube cooking shows that is challenging the status quo of foodie TV by pitting amateurs and hobbyists up against the likes of Wolfgang Puck and Rachel Ray. Neil Ungerleiter is a writer at Fast Company, where he recently wrote about the trend. Neil, great to have you with us on Word of Mouth.
Thanks, Virginia. Great to be here.
How popular are YouTube cooking shows like this?
They're popular. One thing I found that was crazy is for one show, My Cupcake Addiction, they have 2 million subscribers who just get updates of every single new video their host makes. And they're not just popular, they're profitable. This cupcake show makes reportedly $60,000 each month in advertising. And I've encountered other shows that make as much as $120,000 each month in advertising money just off YouTube. It's incredible.
$60,000, $120,000 a month just through ads on YouTube?
People love watching YouTube cooking shows. You just mentioned Epic Mealtime, and their viewership is massive. And it's people who don't normally watch cooking shows. It's people who just want to make ridiculous recipes for parties or just to be entertained. And because YouTube videos are shorter, they're 4 minutes long, 15 minutes long, whatever the case may be, they're at an advantage for actually showing recipes, showing cooking, as opposed to a 22-minute cable TV show.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting from your article more than 11.5 billion views on YouTube's cooking vertical, about 118,000 channels. Now, how do those views stack up compared to the traditional cooking shows, the Wolfgang Pucks or Anthony Bourdain?
They stack up extremely, extremely favorably. So to give one example, Anthony Bourdain's show No Reservations only had 8.1 million views on YouTube, while Epic Mealtime had 774 million views.
Oh my gosh.
And it's really something. And also the important thing for advertisers, who are the people pouring in money that makes this whole thing going, is these videos you can bring up any single time you're cooking a dish, mm-hmm. anytime you want to make this meal you saw on YouTube. You can watch this video again and again. That's not something you can do for, say, Alton Brown or Rachel Ray.
Let's hear a clip. This is from another one of the shows mentioned in your article. This is Nerdy Nummies.
Hello, it's Ro. Today on Nerdy Nummies, I'm here with... Da-na-na-na-na! Making a rainbow with Courtney. We are making what kind of cake today?
Rainbow
magic unicorn. Somebody requested. They wanted this. They wanted Courtney and I to make them a rainbow magic unicorn cake. So we.
Rainbow magic unicorns. Nerdy Nummies there. Funny how accustomed we are to really watching cooks function in these high-end kitchen sets with the best equipment. The girls from Nerdy Nummies look like they're cooking in a college dorm, you know, or apartment kitchenette. Is that part of the charm?
It's part of the charm. There are videos where people cook in their dorm rooms. I saw one video. It was actually folks working on a merchant tanker showing how they make food on a hot plate for their team. And it's very, very do-it-yourself, very democratic. And Rosanna Panzino, the host of Nerdy Nummies, she started this show shortly after she moved to L.A. to break into the entertainment industry. And for her, was a hobby. It was something for her to do to get her name out, kind of dip her toes in the waters while looking for roles on TV. And now suddenly she has a cookbook contract, and the cookbook, which isn't even on sale yet, it's the number one pre-seller on Amazon for cookbooks. It's incredible.
Wow. Any idea whether these upstarts, given their popularity, are a real threat to the conventional cooking shows, or they're reaching completely different audiences?
They reach different audiences, and one thing I think really matters for YouTube cooking shows is if you're cooking for celiac disease, for veganism, any sort of conditions, you can make this thrive on YouTube and have viewers, which for cable TV, which has to reach massive audiences, sometimes has been more trouble with. And there is a YouTube cooking network called TasteMade that works with creators, gives them funding, studios, logistical assistance, whatever the case may be, that's actually funded by Comcast and by Scripps Network, which is the parent company of the Food Network and the Cooking Channel. These old guard cable companies see the future as being in YouTube for cooking videos.
Mm. That's interesting, because I was going to ask if programs like Nerdy Nummy's Epic Mealtime might be looking to make a transition to the more traditional mediums of cable television cooking shows. Sounds like they might be going the other way.
They could be, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did. But from a business standpoint, it might not make sense for them to do that. Mm. It might make more sense for them to stay on the computer, on the phone, on the tablet, and not on cable TV, which really, I mean, I'm used to the Food Network. That really shocks me.
Well, Neil Ungerleiter, another universe you've opened up for us. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Neil Ungerleiter, he's a writer for Fast Company, and you can find links to his article and see some of the YouTube cooking shows that we mentioned. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org.
Good day, welcome to Charlotte's Crafty Kitchen. Today I'm making watermelon pie.